朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们要传正直的道。
We need to spread the righteous gospel.
也要做正直的人。
We need to be a righteous person.
这两者是密切相关的。
These two are related.
你知道，很多时候，今天，尤其在今天的普世教会里面。
Very often, especially in today's time in the church.
有时候我们看到有的人传的那个道是扭曲的。
Sometimes we see that the message, the gospel they preach is twisted.
是掺了水的。
Is diluted.
是模糊的，模棱两可的。
Is not clear. It could be right, could be wrong.
是又迎合这样的人，又迎合那样的人，让谁听了都舒服的。
It's trying to please everyone.
哎，是那种按摩教的，对不对？我们这个退休会里面，王牧师讲到按摩的福音。
It's a message that try to please everyone.
大家注意，如果有人道传的是扭曲的道
，if the gospel, the message is twisted,
那么往往可能这个人他内心也是歪的，也是一个扭曲的。
Very often the heart of the preacher is twisted.
那反过来，如果一个人心是歪的
，and on the other side, another angle, when the heart is twisted,
那他传的道很可能也是不正的。
Very often the message is twisted too.
这两者是相关的。
These two are very closely related.
保罗说：“父神来我做见证。”
Paul said, "God is my witness."
高我们坚固我们的乃是神，我们来是正直的传神的道。
God established us, and we anointed us, and we are preaching God's righteous message.
神也为我们做见证，我们在神面前也是一个正直的人。
God also bearing witness for us. We are righteous person before God.
第二点，保罗说，我还有从基督而来的事。
The second point, Paul says that yes, from God the Son, Jesus Christ.
我们所传的耶稣基督也不是似而又非的，模棱两可的。
The Jesus that we are preaching is not yes and no. It's not.Both ways.
在他只有一事。
In Christ, there's only one yes.
那么神的应许不论多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的。
So God's
第二十节。
So for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen to the glory of God through us.
叫神因我们得荣耀。
So God will gain glory through us.
这个地方的 yes 这个是啊，比我们一般所说的说，哎，你是不是老王？你是不是老李？我是老王，我是老李，比这个呢还要更重一点。
The yes here is much more heavier than the regular yes we say to friends that I am yes I am she. It's very definite.
你怎么知道呢？后面保罗用了一个加重的一个词。
How do we know? Later on, Paul used a emphasis.
保罗说借着他也都是实在的，我们的英文把它直接原文翻出来，这个实在是什么呢？就是大家看到吗？阿们。
So Paul emphasized it with the word 阿们 in behind us to emphasize the yes.
我们基督徒祷告最后常常有一个阿们，对不对？
When we pray we usually end with an 阿们。
这个阿们是什么意思？
What does the 阿们 mean?
这阿们就是实实在在的意思，所以当我们祷告结尾说阿们，就是我是诚心的实在的发自内心的祈求，就是这个意思。
So amen means truthfully. So when we end a prayer with amen means I truthfully, honestly and sincerely mean it.
这个字非常有分量，因为耶稣的名就有一个名就是阿们。
So this word is very heavy because Jesus has a name and the name is amen.
他名称为实在的。
His name is truthful.
他不是是而又非的，他不是又对又错的，不是，在他就是实在的，就是对的。
he is truthful. He's not both yes and no. He's not both yes, good and wrong. He's very truthful. He's Amen.
啊，那在福音书里面，耶稣跟这个犹太人对话的时候，常常讲一句话，对吧？他说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”
So in the gospel, Jesus when he talked to Israel, he used a lot of words. Is I truly I tell you.
那这个我实实在在 truly tell you， 实际上原文当中就是什么呢？就是 Amen Amen Ego Ame， 就是实实在在的两次 Amen Amen， 我跟你说，就这个意思。
So truthfully is Amen， so he's saying Amen Amen I tell you。
那耶稣是实在的，但是耶稣在世传道的时候，他有没有也被人污蔑诽谤啊
？So Jesus is very truthful. Was he slandered or defamed by other people？
耶稣被人诽谤的时候，他有没有去回答呢
？When he was slandered, defamed, did he defend himself？
你注意，圣经里面提到有两个方面，有的时候耶稣叫做什么呢？被骂不还口，被害不说，威吓的话。
So there are two aspects. Sometimes when Jesus was slandered, we saw that he did not return or say anything in return.
耶稣是逆来顺受。
Jesus endure everything that's upon him.
但并不总是这样子，也有的时候耶稣清清楚楚地回答他们。
But not always like this. Sometimes Jesus will respond clearly.
我们看看耶稣把这个 yes 清楚地讲出来是什么。
Let's see when Jesus say yes clearly.
马太福音27:11-12.
Matthew 27:11-12.
耶稣被犹太人卖，然后带到比拉多面前。
Jesus was betrayed by Jewish people and brought to the government.
Pilate. Yeah. 那么这个罗马巡抚比拉多就问他了。
So Pilate asked him.
Yeah. 你是犹太人的王吗
？It is as you. Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣在这个地方他可以不回答。
Jesus can just keep silent.
因为那些人控告耶稣，就控告他说他自称是犹太人的王。
The Jewish accused Jesus. He say he's the king of Jews.
而且他们这个控告是非常的狡诈，是非常的有人的 fleshly wisdom， 有属肉体的智慧在里面。
The accusation is very involves a lot of fleshly wisdom.
耶稣来到世上，他是王，他是万王之王，万主之主，他是弥赛亚，受膏者。
Jesus came to the world. He's king of kings. He's the anointed one.
他是王，但是呢，对这些罗马人来说，如果一个人说我是犹太人的王，这就是带领犹太人要反叛，
so,
这是大罪。
So when Jesus say if he say he's the king of Jewish, he that indicates he is going to rebel against the Romans and is a very big sin, a sin for death.
耶稣基督明知道他们的这个狡诈和控告。
Jesus knew their treachery and the accusation.
但是这时候耶稣绝没有模棱两可，他说你说的是。
But Jesus clearly say yes, what you said.
我是犹太人的王，我来就是来做王的。
I am the king of Jews. I came to be king.
但是当然不是像那些人所说的，所诽谤控告的那样的，地上这个建立一个大卫的国度，然后推翻罗马统治这样的一个政治军事的王。
But it is not as the Jewish people think that he would establish a Jewish kingdom and overthrow the Roman kingdom.
对，我们看到这些人去诽谤耶稣是非常的狡猾。
So we see that these people slandering Jesus was very tricky.
哎，常常就是似而又非，似是而非。
Sometimes it's looks right but it's wrong.
哎，你看马可福音第14章。
We see Mark 14.
他们控告耶稣的时候，就做假见证来告他。
They accuse Jesus and made false witness.
我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日内就另造一座不是人手所造的。
We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another one made without hands.
那首先我请问弟兄姊妹。
First, I ask brothers and sisters.
耶稣说，你们拆毁这殿，三日内我要再建起来。这话耶稣讲没讲过
？So did Jesus say, tear this down, tear this temple down, and I will build another one. Did Jesus say this?
耶稣有没有说过这个话
？Did Jesus say this?
耶稣讲过，对不对
？Jesus did say this.
但是耶稣讲的是以他自己的身体为殿。
But Jesus was pointing to his own body as the temple.
指着自己死里复活。
He would die but resurrected.
那这些犹太人怎么样？他稍微 twist 一点点，扭曲一点点。
The Jewish people twisted what Jesus said.
说耶稣说我要拆毁这人手所造的殿。
He said, they say Jesus said he is going to tear down the temple.
好了，这一下子不单是前面把罗马人得罪了，因为他要做王要反抗，这一下把谁得罪了？把犹太人得罪了。
So, what Jews said, Jesus offended the Roman kingdom because they say he want to be the king, and then later on he offended the Jewish people because he want to tear down the temple.
因为对犹太人来说，这个圣殿非常的神圣。
Because to Jews, the temple is sacred.
你怎么能够随便就把殿给拆了呢
？How can you just tear down the temple？
这是大逆不道的事情。
It's unimaginable。
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督都被人多次这样的污蔑毁谤。
So Jesus was slandered and defamed many times by people。
那保罗被犹太人多次来诬告，又有什么稀奇呢
？So is it strange that Paul was accused many times by Jewish people？
那么在教会里面这些人来诬告保罗
In church, these people accuse Paul.
教会外面也是诬告保罗到罗马人那去告保罗说保罗也是煽动谋反的
So outside the church, these people accuse Paul and brought him to Romans saying that he is inciting rebellion.
但是保罗说我从我的主耶稣基督那里来有一个见证我们不是是而又非的我们就是一个是
So I have my witness from my God. We are not yes and no, but we only have one yes.
第三点不单是从圣父，不单是从圣子，还有从圣灵而来的见证，这个是。
So the third point is not only from God, not from Jesus. The third one is yes from the Son.
The Spirit.
The Spirit.
是不是？那么罗马哥林多后书一章二十二节这一节呢，是我们这个礼拜的。背诵默想经文，希望大家把它记下来。
So, Second Corinthians chapter 1:20 is our memory verse for this week.
他用印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee?
大家注意是 Spirit 不是那个地方写错了圣灵也来为我们做见证。
So Spirit also bear witness for us.
那这个地方前面讲到说用印了我们。
So it talk about the Spirit sealed us with a seal.
使徒保罗多次讲到说我们信主的人我们受了圣灵的印记。
So Paul many times talk about who accept Christ have a seal from this Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵的印记是什么意思呢
？What is the seal of the Holy Spirit?
这里有点背景，就是在当时这个罗马的时代呢，是有这个奴隶奴仆的。
So the background is this.In the Roman times, they do have slaves.
当一个人被另外一个人买走，他成为这个人的奴隶的时候
，So when a person become a slave of another person,
身上要打一个烙印
，So they put a seal on him,
表明他就属于这个人，那人是他的主。
So it symbolizes this person, this slave belong to that master.
所以保罗他就在这里宣告，他说我是神的仆人。
So Paul is declaring that I am the servant of God.
这个仆人 servant 这个词呢，实际上翻译比较客气一点。我们知道原文叫 bond servant， 就是一个怎么样呢？一个没有自由的一个奴仆奴隶。
So the translation servant is kind of gentle. The original meaning is bond servant, meaning he lost his freedom.
我们的身上打着圣灵的印记。
We have the seal of Holy Spirit on our body.
那既然我们属于神属于圣灵他是我们的主
So we belong to God belong to the Spirit He is our Lord
保罗说我的主圣灵来为我做见证
So Paul say my Lord the Spirit with bearing witness for me
那同时那些人攻击保罗
When they attacked Paul
就不是攻击保罗的是攻击他的主
They are not only attacking Paul They are also attacking Paul's Lord
那罗马书十四章第四节在这个地方同样保罗也是在罗马书当中有讲到
So in Romans 14 verse 4 Paul also said
他说你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢？你竟论断别人的奴仆呢？就这个意思。
Who are you to judge another's servant?
他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
To his own master does he stand or fall? Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
既然我们有这个印记，我们的主负我们的责任。
So since we have the seal, Lord would be responsible for us.
那么还有后半句。
There's the latter part of the verse.
更加的美，圣灵还有一个功用。
There's another function of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个功用是圣灵在我们心里来做凭据。
So the second function, the Spirit is our guarantee.
那这个凭据呢，又是另外的一个词，跟当时这个罗马文化有相关。
So this word guarantee is also has a history background in Romans time.
就当时这个商业社会，比如说大家要做一个交易，然后呢确定了说我们现在这个交易达成，然后我付一些定金给你。
So at that time when they have a commercial trade, they will put a down payment.
哎，那这个定金呢就是一个凭据的意思 ,guarantee.
The down payment is the guarantee.
啊，那我们基督徒的 guarantee 是什么呢？是圣灵。
So what is the guarantee for our Christian?Is the Spirit.
Yeah, 圣灵给我们一个印记，表明我们是属于神的。
So, Spirit gives us a seal, so it shows that we belong to God.
圣灵又给我们一个凭据。
Spirit gives us a guarantee.
这个定金已经给你了。
The down payment is already given.
表明神的应许一定会实现。
It shows that God's promise will become true.
这个应许是什么呢？
What is the promise?
你既是神的仆人，注意你也是神的儿女啊。
If you are God's servant, you are God's children.
有一天你要承受产业。
One day you will receive the inheritance.
神一切的应许要在你身上实现。
The promises from God will become true in you.
所以这里给我们看到人的良心还不够完全。
So we see that our conscience is not perfect.
圣灵鉴察人心，烙上印记，有一天一切都会显明。
So the Spirit.Give us a seal and give us a guarantee. Someday everything will become true.
那保罗说，我这个访问不单有一个真切的保证。
So, Paul said, we not only have
真切的保证 truthfully promise.
Truthfully promise.
啊，而且呢，也是得到了合理的推迟。
It also was thoughtfully postponed.
啊，保罗在第二十三节说，我呼吁神给我的心做见证。
Moreover, I call God as a witness against myself.
我没有到哥林多那里去是有原因的。
That to spare you, I came no more.
那什么原因呢？保罗说，我不是为了辖管你们。
Not that we have dominion over you, your faith.
而是为了帮助你们。
But our fellow workers for you, for your joy.
是帮助你们的快乐。
For your joy.
啊，保罗说，我没有到你们去是为你们好。
Paul said that I didn't go to you is for your own good.
因为保罗在知道哥林多教会的光景，在这样一个痛苦当中，保罗知道如果他去了，那个结果不大会漂亮。
So Paul knows the condition of the church of Corinth. He know if he go at that time, it will not be have good result.
所以保罗是宽容他们，多给他们的时间，给他们一些的忍耐。
So Paul is spared them and give them time and endurance.
保罗没有去是为他们好。
Paul didn't go is for their own good.
但是哥林多教会这些信徒他们不理解，反过来回来还要去攻击保罗。
But the people in Corinth did not understand it and they turned around and attacked Paul.
只是一番好心，但是却被别人误解，却被别人来攻击。你有没有遇到过这样的事情？
So Paul was meant for good but then was attacked because of it. Have you experienced this?
弟兄姊妹没有遇到过这样的事情。
You haven't experienced this.
你本来是为一个人的好。
You was for the good of that person.
所以你没有做一件事情或者做了一件事情。
You did or did not do something.
你没有说一句话或者说了一句话。
You said or did not say something.
结果对方反而去攻击你，反而跟你反目成仇。
But that person turned around and attacked you and become your enemy.
圣经里面太多了。
It's a lot ofin the Bible.
很多时候我们人对神不就是这样子吗？
Sometimes we do the same thing to God.
我再给大家举一个例子。
I'll give you another example.
旧约里面呢有一个先知。
There's a prophet in the Old Testament.
但这个先知呢不是一个好的先知。
But he's not a good prophet.
这个先知叫巴兰。
This prophet named Balaam.
这个巴兰呢，受了巴勒的贿赂，巴勒王的贿赂。
Balaam was bribed by the king of 巴勒。啊，
那他就呢去要让他去咒诅以色列人。
For him to curse the Israelites.
这个巴兰呢，他就是一个似而又非的人。他说：“这个神的子民，我不能咒诅。但是你多给我点时间，我祷告祷告。”
Balaam is a person that both yes and no. He said, "Israelites are God's people. I cannot curse them. But if you give me more money, I'll think about it. I'll pray about it."
哎，然后他就一见钱眼开，结果呢，他就要去。
Because of the money, he wanted to go.
Yeah, 在去的路上，结果怎么样？他骑了一头驴，大家知道这故事吧
？You know the story, right? On the road to the Israelites, he has a donkey.
在一个这个刀越走在两道相加的地方呢，这个他驴不往前走了。
So when they come to a narrow pass, the donkey stopped.
又往这边，然后又往这边，然后他就使劲去这个拉这个驴，结果把他脚还给挤伤了。
He tried to make the donkey go, but then he pushed against the wall and he hurt his leg.
然后这个巴兰就勃然大怒。
And Balaam was so angry.
他就打他的驴。
He hit the donkey.
啊，然后这个驴一急，驴都说话了。
And the donkey spoke.
驴说我是好心的。
Donkey said, "I am for your good."
你看到前面有拿刀的天使，你再往前走，你的命就没了。
Donkey said, "There are angels in front of you that are holding knives. If you go forward, you lost your life."
这个驴是要救他。
The donkey wants to save Balaam.
结果这个巴兰还去打这个驴。
The Balaam hit the donkey.
一片好心，但是不被巴兰所理解。
Donkey was for Balaam's good, but Balaam did not understand it.
哎呀，我就是有时候想啊，真是我们这个人很多时候，这个中文那句词不太好听了，把一个人的好心当成什么什么。
So, a lot of Chinese, there's a word, we take others' good.Hard and become something, you know.
我说，如果你当成什么什么什么，那个驴都要讲话的。
So if we take it as something bad, the donkey would say something.
很多时候，其实我们的神，啊，不就是像那样一个很可爱的？就这个不是骂人的话，大家注意啊，就像一个那个驴驹一样。
Sometimes, our God is like the cute donkey.
他都是为我们好。
It's for our good.
但是我们却怎么样呢？我们却还拒绝神，抵挡神，污蔑神。
But we fight against him, we slander him, and we fight against him.
好，除了我们的神之外，在这世上还有两种人。
Besides our God, there are two kinds of people.
我说很像巴兰的驴。
They are like Balaam's donkey.
首先第一个就是父母。
The first one is our parents.
啊。我们在座的孩子们，你们一定要听好。
If you are a child, somebody's kids here, you must listen.
很多时候，你们的爸爸妈妈就像那个巴兰的驴一样。
Sometimes your parents are like the donkey of the Balaam.
都是为你们的好啊。
It's for your goodness.
然后那孩子还听了，哎呀，咬牙切齿，我这爸妈不让我干这个，我妈妈不让我做那个。
But the kids are so angry. He was saying, "My parents don't let me do this. Don't let me do that."
你不知道前面就是万丈深渊。
You didn't know that there's a very deep cliff in front of you.
我记得几年以前，我还没来咱们 CCMC 的时候，有一次来讲到啊，给大家讲过一个故事。
So I remember a few years ago, I was not a pastor at CCMC. I came here and gave a sermon. I told you a story.
在咱们南方，有时候会有这个 hurricane, 有飓风。
The southern states sometimes we have hurricane.
那飓风之后呢，大家就出来。透透气，散散步。
After hurricane, we come out and take a walk and have some fresh air.
然后飓风过后呢，有很多树不是倒下来吗
？And there's a lot of tree limbs fell after the hurricane.
就像前两个月我们那个 Dorman 那个树倒了，有的地方停电停三天啊，热得不得了。
Just like a few weeks ago, there's a hurricane and tree fell and in Dorman, they lost electricity for a few days.
那么两个妈妈带着自己的孩子出来散步，两个孩子呢就在往前跑得很欢啊，关了好几天。
So two moms with their two kids came out and take a walk, and the two kids run around ahead because they were inside for many days.
两个妈妈几乎同时看到远远的前面有一个断的电线在地上。
So both moms saw there's a electric blind on the ground in front of them.
那两个妈妈同时喊出来说 stop, 快停下来。
The both mom yell out, stop.
有一个孩子很乖听话立刻就停下来。
One of the kids, was very good and stopped right away.
另外一个孩子说我这个妈妈很讨厌我不要听她的。
The other kid, thinking, I don't like to be told, so he just keep on running.
继续往前跑结果就触电了。
He keep on running and touched the live, electric line.
这是真实的事情。
This is a true story.
所以我说这个世界上至少有两类人很像那个巴兰的驴。首先一个就是父母。
So I say there are two kinds of people like the donkey of Balaam. The first one is parents.
这还有一类人是什么人吗
？What's the other kind of person?
就是牧师。
Is pastors.
因为牧师常常要讲得罪人的话。
Because pastor always sometimes need to say something that offend people.
我们是凭着诚实，凭着圣经主的话语来讲道。
We have to say things according to the Bible, according to the truth, to tell people.
按照人的本性，我们都是喜欢讲迎合人人喜欢听的那个好话。
According to human nature, we always want to please other people.
但是我们知道神的道是扎心的。
But know the truth of God is breaking the heart.
按照人的本性，按照人的老我。是不愿意听的。
But according to our own personal, our own old nature, we don't want to listen.
是得罪人的。
It's offending.
所以没有办法，你要做神的仆人，你就要做巴兰的驴。
But there's no other way. If you want to be a pastor, you have to be the donkey of the Balaam.
第二点，保罗说：“我的访问得到合理的推迟，不是为了忧愁，乃是为了喜乐。”
The second point, Paul said, "My visit was not."Thoughtfully postponed is not because of sorrow, but for joy.
保罗在这一段里一次一次提到忧愁这个词。
Paul mentioned sorrow many times in this passage.
但他要强调的为的是说没有忧愁。
But he is emphasized not for sorrow.
你看，乃是为了能够在见面的时候，我们在主里面有主内的喜乐。
It is for joy, so when we meet you, we will have joy in the Lord.
也是为了能够让哥林多教会的信徒是真的是为着自己的这个罪来忧伤。
And it's also for the people in Corinth to be sorrowful for their own sin.
那么经过忧伤以后，能够在主里面得到这样一个重建的一个喜乐。
So after sorrow experience in the Lord, we can be rebuilt and feel the joy.
好，我们来看第三点。
The third point.
保罗说，不是为了伤害，而是为了真爱。
Paul says it's not for hurt, but for love.
保罗，我先心里难过痛苦，多多流泪，写信给你们。
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you.
所以我们又说这个哥林多后书又叫泪信。
So some people say the Second Corinthians is a letter of tears.
有人认为我们讲过说这个失传的那封信是泪信。
Some people say the letter of tears is lost.
但是也有人说，实际上这个哥林多后书就是泪信。
But some people say the Second Corinthians is the letter of tears.
保罗是满怀着他的感情。
Paul is filled with all the feelings.
来忠告、劝告、责备哥林多教会的信徒们。
And try to advise to counsel the believers in Corinth.
但是包括保罗讲的这些蛮重的话，他们不愿意听的话。
But it also included very heavy words that the people in Corinth did not want to hear.
实际上不是为了伤害他们。而是为着爱他们挽回他们。
It's not to hurt them, but to love them and bring them back.
我们在教会当中也是一样。
It's the same in the church.
教会里面有的时候也需要有责备。
So sometimes in the church we need to have scolding discipline.
也需要有属灵的管教。
It's spiritual discipline.
也需要甚至要执行教会的纪律。
And sometimes we need to discipline according to the bylaw.
但是所做的这一切的出发点不是为了拆毁而是为了建造重建一个人。
But the reason we do all this is not to tear it down but to build it up.
是为了挽回一个人。
We want to bring people back.
是真正在主里面去爱一个人。
It's a true love in Christ.
我们就停在这。
We are going to stop here.
我们要思想。
We need to think about.
我们今天人生在世。
We live in this world today.
我们在服侍主的过程当中。
When we serve God.
我们什么事情需要辩解，什么事情不需要辩解
？When do we need to defend, and when do we don't need to defend?
保罗到底是为了什么为自己辩解
？Why did Paul defend himself?
当我们被人误解乃至毁谤攻击的时候
，When you are misunderstood or even slandered by others.
我们是不是有从良心、品格、事实？更重要的是从神而来的见证。
Do you have a testimony from your conscience, character, facts, and God?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们感谢您给我们圣灵的印记。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the seal of the Holy Spirit.
给我们永生的凭据。
Give us a guarantee of eternal life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
全心全意来服侍我们的万王之王、万主之主。
Wholeheartedly we serve the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
求主保守您自己的众儿女，让我们在主面前有一颗无愧的良心。
We pray that you will keep all our hearts pure and clear conscience.
在这个诡诈悖谬的时代当中
，In this world,
我们不做一个是而又非的人。
We are not a people of yes and no.
我们做一个实实在在的人。
We are we are people of truthfulness.
忠心传讲主的话语。
We are spread gospel truthfully.
直到主再来的日子。
Until Jesus Christ come again.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友。相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。